This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bumblayer Wednesday. Also, Chris soothes one of our listeners. They just love his calming voice. Some bits of Charlie Sloth, the bits that I can play on daytime from last night's show. Who's your go-to Martin? And I call the IT department and tell them I've broken the internet. I was here late last night with Charlie Sloth on his new show. It was awesome. I had so much fun, such a laugh. If you've not heard of Charlie's show yet, it's 9 till 11, Monday to Thursday on Radio 1. And, it's stuff that we definitely couldn't do here in the day. Let's put it that way.
And was that okay for you? That was fine.
Great. I've got a few bits that I can play in a minute. But Charlie's back on tonight at 9 o'clock. Really good. You should definitely do it. We should do it together.
Yeah.
Really hungry this afternoon.
Yeah.
And Kesha's just been in. You see all the people outside waiting for a photo. They've got that air of desperation in their voice because everyone obviously wants a photo. There's a big crowd there. And while I was just outside then, you get people trying to get her attention. It's like this. Kesha? Kesha?
We've seen this before.
Kesha?
Because also it's the same entrance for the One Show.
Kesha?
So if there's a guest on Radio 1 or there's a guest on the One Show, people are outside and obviously they've waited ages and they expect a moment with them. But if that moment looks like it's about to pass, you're right, the desperation.
You can hear it. You hear it in their voice. Kesha?
Kesha? The voice changes as well. It starts with Kesha.
Yeah.
Kesha.
And then it... Kesha!
It's like, you're not actually going to miss me, are you?
Yeah, exactly. And then she kind of walks down the line, they're like, Kesha!
Kesha! Kesha!
I witnessed it for a good 5 minutes. Here's the thing, though. She's left her lunch in the live lounge.
So
she obviously ordered, like, a real nice selection from a very fancy shop.
I know, right? Posh crisps.
I'll just put it in my Insta stories, actually. Posh crisps, you've got your tortilla chips there, you've got loads of dips, you've got your red peppers, your green peppers, there's biscuits. She hasn't eaten them. I'll be allowed to mind sweep.
Who eats them, though? Is that, if Kesha's not, because I didn't see Kesha eating any of that. Is it just like, if you're mates with Kesha, you can order what you want?
I think the whole team, the whole crew around them also dig in, but that is primarily for Kesha and her crew.
Yeah, but we're going in.
They've left it. And we're going to save a whole lot of money if we just mind sweep whoever's in the live lounge's lunch every single day. I'm down if you are.
Scott Mills.
Right, imagine I'm Danny O'Donoghue, right, from the script. I've just left a very successful live lounge here at Radio 1. I'm going outside, there's the fans, I can see the fans.
All right, and I'll be one of the fans in amongst a load of the fans, but wanting my time with you, and I feel I've earned it.
How's it going, guys, all right?
Danny. Yeah,
I'm going along the line.
Danny.
I'm going along the line. Oh, yeah, sure, I'll have a picture.
Danny.
Yep. What's your name?
Yeah, Danny.
Okay, cool. And you as well, I'll sign this.
Danny. Danny.
Yep.
Danny!
I'm walking away.
Danny!
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Just makes me want to perform with the gospel choir immediately.
I would smash that at karaoke. Just saying.
You reckon?
All the, like, echo on.
In your head.
Maximum echo.
Try it now.
No. Okay. I've got no stage fright. You need to be at the sort of end of an evening.
Got a bit scared there, didn't you?
Scott Mills.
So, this guy called Katie, who is a friend of Lauren, who was on the show yesterday, finds your voice just really soothing. Doesn't know what it is.
Isn't that odd? Like, what an odd thing to find soothing.
Yeah. I'm calling her now for you.
Okay, well, what would you like to do?
I don't know whether she's stressed or not, but just try and calm her down. She doesn't know we're calling.
Hello?
Is that Katie?
Yeah, who's this?
Friend of Lauren Jones.
What? Yeah?
Yeah? Exeter Uni, is it?
Yeah, Exeter Uni.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, my God, hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. I've got Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hey,
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, Lauren called our show yesterday.
Okay.
And she says that sometimes you listen to Chris's voice to help calm you down and soothe you.
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill her.
Is this true?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
In what way?
Well, I think it all stemmed from 24 years at the Tap End. And, listening to that while I was doing my revision, and I really, helped me out.
What is it about his voice, would you say?
I don't know. I couldn't say. It's something just... something about it.
Okay. Well, I've got something great for you.
Okay.
And if you get the podcast, you'll be able to listen to this again whenever you feel a bit stressed.
Okay, brilliant.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I get the podcast, so yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, Chris, over to you.
Okay, I'm just going to read you some quotes. Chill you out.
Okay.
I've got some music here.
Here we go.
The expert in anything was once a beginner.
Wow.
Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it.
So true.
Tough times never last.
Yeah.
Work hard in silence. Let your success be your noise. You don't get the ass you want by sitting on it.
I might get that one tattooed.
Are you finding this soothing, Katie?
Yeah, I'm so relaxed.
Okay, more.
Yeah, I need more.
Never say the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon.
Good.
I'm delivering these like jokes.
Yeah.
It's almost like there could be a like...
More, please.
Yeah.
Winners train, losers complain.
Well, no, they haven't. What? Where are these from?
Sweat is just fat crying. The pain of today is the victory of tomorrow.
Where have you seen these? Is this from when you went to the gym, like the
We're
other
in
day?
The moment.
Oh, sorry.
Please wipe down the equipment after use.
That's deep.
Making excuses burn zero calories.
Okay, you went to the gym once. We get it. We get it. Katie, I hope that's helped.
Yeah, it really has.
All right, good to speak to you.
And you, thank you.
I bet you're going to call Lauren now, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'll leave you to that. Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
So last night I was on Charlie Slush Show, the 8th, which is on Radio 1, 9 to 11 p.m, Monday to Thursday night. And they do like a language warning at the start. And yeah, I mean, it's riskier and a little bit ruder than what you might hear in the daytime on Radio 1.
Well, is there not an element as well of like you being particularly nervous in that environment? Because... you know what, you've presented the National Lottery in the past, all these sort of British institutions. I know what you're like.
It's the Eurovision Song Contest.
You feel very anxious about slipping in the odd
And well, they made me do it. They made me do it last night, and people were texting in and like tweeting into me going, can someone stop this? It sounds like a baby in distress trying not to swear. It's really weird. But I enjoyed the freedom.
Yeah,
it's a bit like when we did the lolathon, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
After a certain time of night, we could, you could just say more stuff.
But my worry was after the lolathon that we would then get to this situation and sort of broken the seal. And,
well, that's
and then
happened.
you forget, you know?
Well, I was worried about coming on air today.
That's so, what I mean.
Because I was a bit like, oh. Because he really tried to push me last night.
But that's what he does. He loves, that's Charlie's thing. He loves pushing buttons.
Yeah.
And he'd love to see you know, in a little bit of trouble here.
Yeah, mess it up, yeah. So we played the naked game last night, which we've done on this show before, late night version. There's three people. They all say they're naked. Only one of them is telling the truth. The other two are lying. We've got to work out which is which.
Mm.
So it started with line one. And it was like, line one, who's there? And where are you from, please?
My name's Martin. I'm from Grantham. And I am completely naked.
Wow. Sounds so convincing.
All right, Martin. Why are you naked on Tuesday evening?
Well, I'm watching the football, and there's nothing really better to do than watch the football naked.
Right, okay. Who's in the house with you?
My two children in bed. One's actually not only just woken up in a not very happy state.
Okay, well, maybe you might put some clothes on then, Martin. Everyone wants to see that.
A bit awkward.
I don't know. You sure you don't want to see it?
Martin!
I'm not too sure.
So Martin was weird.
I don't like it, because that's my girlfriend's dad's name as well.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So that's all I'm picturing.
It is.
Yeah, so I don't like this.
He's your go-to Martin, isn't he?
What's your go-to Martin? What were you imagining?
Martin Solvig.
Were you?
Yeah. With nothing on.
I'm interested to know what everyone's go-to Martin is, actually.
Yeah, but who,
it's a funny name, isn't
let
it?
Let us know. Like, it's quite niche, this. But who is your go-to Martin? Let us know on 81199. Is it Garrix?
Kemp? Let us know.
Hi, kids. And next on line two, same question. Once again, who are you and where are you from?
I'm Cassie. I'm from Bristol and I'm totally naked.
Oh, yeah, that's Bristol for you.
I do love Bristol.
Like. I love Bristol. I'm going there this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good old Bristolians.
Not for this reason. So what have you been doing tonight, Cass?
Well, I've just had a shower, so I'm letting myself air dry a little bit while I put away the washing.
It must be freezing.
No, we've got the heating on. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want you to have a big sniff of your left armpit now. Go.
Well,
what's that noise?
Oh, hang on. Awkward. My phone's gone off.
It feels like she left something out. Have we interrupted you?
What's that buzzing? Oh, dear.
Oh,
I know. A lot of people, it's Martin Clunes that they go to first.
Yes, or, well, there's several suggestions. Mm. It's a new game, this.
It is good, actually.
Martin of Holmes Under the Hammer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
A key own.
Yeah. This is the worst. The absolute worst.
Bashir!
What a rubbish idea.
Bashir.
Right, I can't... We had a caller on that was line three. I can't play you any of that. But in case you wanted to know, you could probably listen back on... well, you can on BBC iPlayer Radio app. But in case you're wondering, line three was a man called Tom, and he had a very specific job, which means he's naked a lot of the time. So let's just go straight to the reveal. Who was the actual naked one on the naked game? Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Martin, from Grantham.
Oh my gosh, Martin! Put some clothes on, mate! What are you playing at? There's kids in the ass!
They're in bed, they're asleep.
It's still risky. What if they get up and want a toilet break or something?
Or a drink, want some water. Dad, can I get some...
See, a lot of people, the first one they think of is Luther King. So that was The Naked Game. And Charlie Sloth is back on your radio tonight at 9 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. It's called The Eighth. Have a listen, it's good.
Scott Mills.
Always love Sia. Love Sia even more when she leaked her own nudes last week. Did you see that?
Yeah, were you tempted to do something similar?
No. Well, someone was like, well, she'd heard, didn't she? She was like, someone's trying to sell some nudes of me. So, here they are for free. And just, here's a photo of me on my hotel balcony from behind. That was Chandelier, Sia, on BBC Radio 1.
I just don't know anymore.
What do you mean?
No.
That's what happened.
Oh.
That's exactly what happened. Okay, should we do this?
Let's do it.
Bumble Air Wednesday.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Yeah. My new favourite TV show. Strictly Come Dancing, Indian version. Bollywood dancing is incredible. Costumes, next level.
You just took over the stage. आपने उनको मतलब मौका ही नहीं दिया कुछ करने के लिए. Great going 6 weeks and you have truly proved that 6 हफ्ते के बाद आप वाकई आपने कुछ दिखा दिया आपने इस स्टेज पे.
Thank you so much.
Very.
It mixed between Hindi and English, so I could still understand what's going on. From today's show.
I don't like it because that's my girlfriend's dad's name as well.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
So that's all I'm picturing.
It is. Yeah,
so
he's your go-to Martin, isn't he?
What's your go-to Martin? What were you imagining?
Martin Solvig.
Were you?
Yeah. Nothing on.
I'm interested to know what everyone's go-to Martin is, actually.
Yeah, but who,
it's a funny name, isn't it?
Let us know. Like, it's quite niche, this. But who is your go-to Martin? Let us know on 81199. Is it Garrix?
Kemp.
Remember when David Cameron had a little sing outside number 10?
So we'll have a new Prime Minister in that building behind me by Wednesday evening. Thank you very much.
Mic's on, your mic's still on.
Right.
Right. We still don't know what the song is, though, do we?
Now it's getting colder. Is Rory?
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's it's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
to Buddy G.
So just go up to them and say, hey, you're right, hey, up, Doki. You're right, mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips down the pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk.
Right then, Bambaleo shout-outs. The problem is everyone's just sending in Martins, but we'll do them all.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for your Martins. Ben in Norfolk is driving his tractor after nearly 2 weeks off, rather like myself.
Shout-out to Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert.
We forgot him.
Great, yes. Great gap as always, Mills. Shout-out to Sam bumbling his plough off.
Kirsty, who has one more shift, and then she's off to Barcelona for the weekend. Incredible scenes. Dan from Cranfield. First Bumbleo Wednesday in his new house. Oh, just relax and enjoy yourself.
Oh, let's do it. Let's have it.
Come on. Halfway through the week. Bernard in central London. Sorting an unwanted ant's nest out.
Whoa.
Who actually wants an ant's nest?
I wonder how you sort it out.
Ask Bernard. Justin's been on from Oxford. Jack and Dave in Ashford, bumbling to stop themselves from getting frostbite.
Jasmine in Essex, and shout out to Martin, who is her boyfriend's stepdad.
Hi, Mark. Charlie from Banbury, bumbling and raving on the A34. Alex in Stoke, loving the gap today. Pete in Frimley.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Len Goodman.
And Arlene Phillips. King and queen of the dance floor. Tim in London is bumbling his hangover off. I've missed this, says Sam. Bumbling his plough off in Somerton. Marcus and Sean are in Helmdon. We've got Pappas trimming his bush somewhere on his tractor, I don't know where. Steve from Rickmansworth. And Chris in Fair Oak.
See you, see.
Blazing!
Scott Mills.
Taylor Swift, I have to say, some very strong Instagram stories from our leader just this morning, where Taylor is going up to fans in a Walmart in Nashville, sneaking up on them as they're buying her album in an actual shop.
Oh. What, dressed as... Sorry, I missed this. So what? What's she? Is she in a disguise?
What are you finding difficult to understand, huh?
Sorry, I sort of zoned out halfway when you were saying that. So what was it?
Thanks for listening.
Was she dressed up?
Taylor Swift, when did I say she was dressed up?
But she's sneaking up on people buying the song, right?
Why does she have to dress up? She's Taylor Swift. That's enough, isn't it?
But then surely everyone will see her around her. Like, it's not so much of a surprise.
Enough of a surprise that Taylor Swift's coming up behind you as you're buying Reputation, her album.
But not if you've just seen Taylor Swift
stood
there.
No, but she's behind you. You're like at the record, in the record store, and she's like, hiya! And people are freaking out.
In a good way?
Yeah, but she's not got any kind of outfit on. She's just Taylor Swift, as you would see her now.
And is it just people looking to potentially buy this? I mean, what if they're not a Taylor Swift fan?
What, they put it back down?
This is not for me.
Thanks,
Keith. Oh, what are you doing here?
Oh, this is awkward.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. Are you studying at the moment?
I'm studying law, psychology and English.
Oh, the best three, the best three.
And I'm very smart, then.
What college is it?
It's in Cardiff. It's called St. David's College.
Okay, cool.
All right, at this stage, yeah. If you're studying law, do you get to do, like, practice court? Or, I mean, what kind of level are you at? Have you had to go into a courtroom and do you get to wear the wig, that kind of thing? Is that on yet?
Yeah, I wish. It's, like, literally not cool at all. It's kind of boring.
To study, can you watch Judge Rinder?
Yeah, we actually have. I've done that, like, about three times.
What, for your law exam?
Not kind of. It's like heading up to
You start with Judge Rinder and then it just gets a bit more serious.
How mad is this, right? I know someone who went on jury service and said whilst they were all waiting, they were all watching Judge Rinder.
What, in the waiting room?
Yeah, in the waiting room for the whole jury.
Just to prepare you for what's not going to happen. Okay, so you're taking a break from studying to play bangers today. Who do you normally pick when you listen?
It depends. I normally go for Scott, though, because you normally choose, like, proper bangers.
Yes.
Well, the ones from when I was a little.
Okay, so I've got, for you today, Chloe, I've got this. Eminem, Sing for the Moment.
Yeah, that's quite good. That's quite good. I like Eminem.
It sounds to me like you're a big Scott fan, Chloe, but I would like to tempt you away, and my banger choice today is this. Oh, it's just such a good feel-good song, right? Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over.
That's quite good.
Okay.
That's a tricky one, because I love Eminem, he's fab, but he's do love Florence and the Machine. Mm. I'm gonna go for Scott.
Yes, Eminem. I needed that today. Thank you, Chloe. That was Eminem and Sing for the Moment on BBC Radio 1. I needed that win today.
Yeah, that was a good choice, actually.
Thank you. I'm not that for age, actually.
Yeah.
My computer's been really aggressive with me today.
Why?
Well, everything's just stopped, right? It says the following pages have become unresponsive. You can wait for them to become responsive or just kill them. And there's an option for wait or kill.
Is that?
Kill seems like a bit strong.
I think it's the wrong term.
Oh, you can kill them. It's like, just make it a bit less scary, please.
I hate when things are like personified.
Again. Oh, I think I've killed it.
It's a bit like the dishwasher that we've got here. There's a dishwasher. It says, please load me. So he's never asked for it. Dishwashers never ask.
They don't.
They don't talk.
They don't talk, generally, no.
But people write these signs as if they're the dishwasher. Or like,
please load me.
Please fill me.
God, that's all over this building. But yeah, please refill me. Mm. So 2-1 to Chris on bangers so far this week.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
We were going to finish off Kesha's leftover lunch earlier, which she'd left in the live lounge because she didn't want it. And I don't like waste. And also, if we start snaffling all of the people in the live lounge lunches, it's going to become quite a less expensive way to live, Chris.
Very true.
And then maybe we can give the rest of it away on air. If you'd like to win Kesha's lunch, let us know.
One. Scott Mills.
Right, my least favourite phrase, and it has been for a while. Oh, I've broken the internet. Do you remember in 2014, Kim Kardashian took a really famous photo and everyone was like, OMG, it's broke the internet. No, it hasn't. It didn't, and there's never been a case where the whole internet has gone down anyway. It's kind of now become a phrase to indicate when a story or image goes really viral, right?
Yeah, well, not even really viral. Sometimes it's like, oh, it's going to break the internet. It doesn't. It's got 3 retweets.
Yeah. Anyway, the picture of Kim Kardashian, remember it was the famous one with she had champagne in hand and the champagne was like flowing out over her head and then there was a champagne glass on her bottom and the glass was catching the champagne. I mean, a very famous photo. Now Nicki Minaj is trying to break the internet. Stop trying, you're not going to do it.
Well, that's right. I believe it's the same magazine, if I'm right, the same one that did that cover us saying, this is the new one. We wouldn't be saying this. That was such a big thing, the Kim Kardashian thing, and now Nicki Minaj is doing it. Would you like me to describe, in case you haven't seen?
Describe the picture of Nicki Minaj on the front of this magazine, which is called Paper.
Yes. So it's
not for me. It's one of those magazines that you're like, oh, that's too cool to read.
It's 3 Nicki Minajes. So it's clearly photoshopped, because there's only one. And so the first Minaj is sort of sat on a chair, splayed. The second menage is kind of...
How are you going to explain this?
I don't even just realised I'm struggling. Mm. Second menage is sort of down below,
yep,
looking at the camera. Mm-hmm. And the third menage is sort of leaning over the menage that sat there.
Yeah. Holding on.
Holding.
It's a menage a trois, if you will. See what I've done?
I think that was the phrase they used as well.
Oh, sorry, I'm stealing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it hasn't broken the internet so far. I'll let you know if it does. But I really can't bear people that use that phrase anywhere. So today, how fun do you think the people are in the IT department here at the BBC? I'll use my most hated phrase on them.
How fun are they on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Minus 3?
Okay. Oh. Well, that's your computer. Like, next time that goes wrong, you're not getting it fixed,
are
you?
Oh, yeah, good point.
They do listen. Do they? Oh, listen to Radio 2, aren't they? Anyway, so I'm going to call IT now and tell them that I think I've broken the internet.
I mean, I wonder if they've genuinely ever faced this problem.
I think I need to sound a bit like I'm worried about it. Okay.
You're through to the technology service desk. Please be aware that telephone calls may be monitored and recorded for training and quality purposes.
Oh. Technology service desk, Anthony speaking. Please get your BBC login. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hello, yeah. Get your BBC login, please.
I need your IT support badly.
Yeah, can I take your BBC login, firstly?
I don't have it at the moment. I can't even get that. Can you help me?
It depends what the issue is that you're having.
Okay, I think I've broken the internet.
Right. In what way?
Well, it doesn't appear to be on anymore.
Right, are you in a BBC building at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll need a login ID so we can have a look into this.
Can I just explain what's happened quickly?
Go ahead.
Right, so what I've done is I've uploaded a photo of myself side on and I'm opening a champagne bottle and it's kind of spraying from the bottle and landing in a champagne glass, which is resting on my considerable behind.
Christ.
And it doesn't... it's not on anymore. Like, nothing. Have I broken it? I think Kim Kardashian did something similar in 2014, and I think that broke the internet. And I'm worried I've done it again.
Right.
Do you think that's what I've done wrong?
Hello.
Hello.
No.
Gone.
Well,
sounds like you've broken the internet, man.
No. Or he just thought I was an absolute idiot.
What happens here?
I don't know.
Do you think he's gone? Do you think there's some alarm has now been pressed? It's like,
oh, don't.
It's happened.
Oh, don't, because that's
internet
happened to
is
me.
Broken.
That's happened to me before, where I pressed there's an alarm here somewhere, like in the building, and I pressed it by mistake, and like everyone came, like everybody, people I've never seen before. Like, are you okay? Tom is working in IT in London right now. He works in IT, and people call up all the time to say we've broken the internet. And we say, oh, really? Wow. Okay, it's not a new thing then.
Radio
1. All IT people are hearing this now going, yeah, we've heard it before.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.